The Great Deluge in Denver by Arian Osborne, published on May 19, 2016. I looked out of the window and saw a wall of water 6 feet high rushing down the dry creek bed at terrific speed. Before we could escape from the building, the floodwaters reached an embankment connecting the plant with some high shores of the creek. In a few seconds, we were completely isolated, with raging water surrounding the building. Nathan A. Baker. On this day, May 19, in 1864, the Cherry Creek massively flooded in the wee hours of the night. Prior to this date, Cherry Creek had been a very dry creek bed for many years. Despite warnings from Chief Little Raven that building on the creek bed was foolish due to the potential of flash floods, as had happened in the past, the settlers developed in the area, including the building that the Rocky Mountain News was housed in. Therefore, the incredible, thundering sound of the water rushing into Denver and Auraria blindsided the residents of the area. Many barely made it out of the houses or buildings before the structures were swept away. In fact, 5 members of the Rocky Mountain News staff were sleeping in the building when it was indeed swept away. They managed to climb through windows and swim to shore. For 4 or 5 hours, the flood grew, particularly where Cherry Creek met the Platte, and thus spilled over into Denver, flooding additional buildings with 1 to 5 feet of water. Not only were buildings swept away, but also livestock and, tragically, 15 to 20 people lost their lives. As with any natural disaster, there were stories of extraordinary rescues and unfathomable survival. One such story was that of Mrs. Smith and her 5 children. A Negro named Smith, with his wife and 5 children, were carried away, but through the heroic management and cool courage of Mrs. Smith, the entire family were saved. All honor to that brave-hearted woman. The cavalry, under the direction of Colonel Shivington, behaved much like today's National Guard and went into rescue mode, assisting those trapped by the floodwaters, including the Rocky Mountain News owner, William Byers. He and his family were stranded on an island in the Platte, and Shivington dispatched some men to literally build a boat, which was accomplished in 2 hours, and rescue the family. At the time, Colorado was experiencing an abnormally wet spring, and it had rained incessantly for days prior to the flood. At one point, storms produced hail as large as hen's eggs for 1 full hour. Ranchers had already endured the loss of sheep and cows. However, the likelihood of the dry creek bed suddenly becoming a wet torrent simply did not cross the settlers' minds. The sudden flood led to a loss of property determined to range over $1 million. Since the Rocky Mountain News building and all of its equipment were lost in the flood, the Weekly Commonwealth, in what today would be an impossibly unprecedented gesture, offered to share its office and equipment with the Rocky Mountain News and combine the papers until a new building and equipment was established. Once the mountain communities were informed of the flood, they began joining relief efforts already underway by prominent Denverites, such as Luther Kuntz from the Denver area. By May 27, 1864, Black Hawk, Colorado was informed of whom in the community to donate money to for the relief fund. Amazingly, it took multiple instances of Cherry Creek flooding throughout the decades before the retaining walls were erected in the early 1900s, and the Cherry Creek Dam was constructed in 1950. And so, on this day of May 19, 2016, let us enjoy the fact that the creek is relatively subdued as a nice, meandering trickle to be gazed upon while walking, jogging, biking along its trail.